Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Now, with the rise of accommodation services like Airbnb, holidayers have more choice than ever when looking for a unique place to stay. That, and the fact that most of us could use a little extra income at the moment, means that for those living rurally, a farm stay could be a great idea. Last week, the Global Agritourism Network and Agritourism NZ ran a webinar which invited registrants from 50 countries. One of the presenters was Amber Terrell, who owns and operates a business called Valley Views Glamping in Waitaki. She joins me now with some tips. Hi, Amber.
Hello, JC. Thank you for having me on.
Oh, really lovely to talk to you. Can you take us back to when you made the decision to get involved in a glamping experience, an accommodation experience?
Yes, sure. So we are located in the Waitaki Valley near Kurau, and we bought 100 acres back in 2007. We had day jobs, but we wanted to make use of our land, and we've got fabulous views from our place. And then in 2013, the Alps to Ocean Cycle Trail started, which runs from Mount Cook to Oamaru, and is about 300 k's long, and that runs through the Waitaki Valley. And so we thought to ourselves, maybe we could throw up a few tents and start a glamping business and see how that goes. And so we got some advice from the owner of Cycle Journeys, Jeff Gabbardes, about how many tents to have at that stage. And usually it's about a group of 12 cyclists. So we started with six Lotus Bell tents, and we opened in 2017 in February. And then we soon found out that the Lotus Bell tents don't really hold up to strong winds. We're in an elevated spot and quite exposed to the winds, which don't happen very often, thankfully. But we needed to find an alternative, and I went online and found the Geodesic Dome, and they are fantastic. They're one of the strongest structures you can get, and they withstand high winds and heavy snow load. So we imported a couple of them from China, and we were a bit nervous about that, but they turned out to be really robust. And then we eventually replaced all of our Lotus Bell tents with geodesic domes. And we were targeting to the cyclists at first, but we found out pretty soon that we mainly get young couples that are looking for a romantic getaway, or some people celebrating a birthday. We welcome families, and we've had many retreats here, yoga and women's wellness retreats.
Word's got around, eh?
But yeah, it's been a roaring success, and to date we've had about 12,000 people stay with us in just over 7 years. So we did not predict that at all. We were completely gobsmacked by how successful it's become.
Yeah, and I mean, you're making it sound pretty casual. Oh, we wanted to have a go at this, and we tried some tents, and we, you know, ordered some domes. I'm looking at your website. It's an extremely slick website. So at some point in the journey, you've become an expert marketer too.
Well, I wouldn't call myself expert, but a few years ago, we did a course through Marika Dunselman, who's the founder of Agritourism New Zealand, and she was fantastic. She's now set up the Agritourism Academy, which has been years of work that has gone into that. And I'm doing the course again through her, because she gives such a great overview of everything that you need to know about running a business on your farm, whether it's a farm or a small lifestyle block or whatever it is. And she has covered everything, and it's really good for us to go through that again. We've had a lot of experience now, but it's really good to refresh that knowledge and get into the marketing and find other ways of doing things. And
what was your business before you were doing this? What was your job?
I was a full-time mum with four children.
Yeah. And, okay, so you know something about organisation then?
Yes, I'm a big organiser.
And stress management and time management.
Yes, exactly. And I did a lot of part-time work in the area. I did a lot of tractor driving and cleaning houses.
Gosh.
That sort of thing, bit of farm work around the place, and
but nothing. You hadn't run a hotel or a restaurant or anything in the hospitality.
So this was a huge learning curve. And Patrick, he was a civil engineer, and he also had his own little inbound tour operator business. And so he organised tours around New Zealand. So he knew quite a bit about the tourism industry before we started, which was a huge help. But I do most of the organising, the day-to-day organising, which is a huge amount. So,
what sort of people like to come and stay with you?
We have mainly young couples. We have across the year, we have about 15% of cyclists. We have basically half-half international and domestic. Obviously, when COVID happened, that went to all domestic. And then we got even busier during COVID after the lockdowns. But the Kiwis that couldn't go overseas were looking for a place to get out and come to a place that was quiet and serene. And so we've now sort of almost back to half-half again of international and domestic tourists.
So you must be feeling pretty good about life. On to the advice part, and what sort of farm or what sort of rural property would suit a business like this around New Zealand?
There's a lot of farms that have like a house on it that might, you know, you could do it up and make it a farm stay and put it on Airbnb or have your own website. Any place that has a view, you're halfway there. We've got a fabulous view here, and people are looking for a great view. And most farms in New Zealand have a great view.
Lots of people listening who wake up in the morning, look out the window and think, oh man, I'm so lucky to have this view. People in the city just wouldn't even know this existed, and I guess that would make you a pretty good candidate.
Yes, we've got a pretty good office window, that's for sure.
Are you part of a network? Like when people pass through you and say, oh, I would like something a bit further north, can you recommend anything? Like, is there a network of you who are in the same area and you share kind of advice and knowledge with?
Yes, not officially, but I have a list of people that so if people ring up and we're fully booked and they can't get a booking with us, so I'll quickly go online and check the other local places that have accommodation and check it if they have availability. We're in touch with a lot of other glamping places around New Zealand and around the world, because we've had a lot of people ring us to ask for advice, and so we kind of keep in touch with people and it's really nice. It's a lovely industry to be in.
Yeah.
We meet all sorts of awesome people every day.
Yeah, well, I mean, I'm sure the money's a good motivator, but what else do you enjoy about it? You know, what do you love about being in this business?
The people. It's just such a pleasure to meet different people every day, and they're so lovely. they're usually in a really good mood, and they're enjoying the place, and they're such interesting people from all over the world. I think we've had people from about 65 countries stay with us, and obviously all over New Zealand as well. And we've ended up becoming friends with quite a lot of them.
That's nice, eh?
Really stayed in touch. In fact, we're going for a little holiday to Australia next month, and we're going to stay with a family that came and stayed with us. And it was a few years ago, and we just became friends and kept in touch, and we turns out we're going to stay with them.
How slow does it start? Like, when do you start getting bookings, and when do you realise you're sort of on the right track, and when do you think, oh, gee, this really isn't working like we thought it might?
Well, we were pretty lucky when we got into the glamping business. When we started, half the people didn't know what glamping was when you mentioned it to them. And now, obviously, everyone knows what glamping is. But when we started, one of our first bookings was a hen's party. And there was about 16 young women who were all on Instagram. And it was new and exciting. And they all shared their stories or shared posts on Instagram to all of their friends. And we got a whole lot of bookings from that. And it just spread the word. It was a wee bit slow in that first year. But it's just grown every year. Bit of a dip during COVID when we had that first big lockdown. But we've just now had our busiest summer season ever. It was almost 100% booked for the last 4 months. And we've just tried to keep up with the marketing. And we knew within a couple of years that we were on the right track. It had surpassed what we had expected, more or less.
I was going to ask if you'd become I was going to ask if you'd become an expert on social media, but I guess you don't need to be an expert as long as people are sharing it away themselves. You don't need to do much apart from, you know.
Yes, it sort of takes on a life of its own. I was doing it myself at first, and I was really winging it. I didn't even have my own Instagram, my own personal Instagram account, and I still don't.
You're not missing much.
I started a Valley Views Glamping Instagram account and Facebook account, and I just threw on a post a couple of times a week, usually about 11 o'clock at night when I was just about to go to sleep and I'd forgotten. And, you know. And then now in the last year, I've had someone come in and do my Instagram, my social media, then manage it for me. And I've got a lovely lady called Freya Elliott in Christchurch who now manages it. And she's doing a great job, and they know so much more than me. So my advice is, if you ever get to the stage where you can afford to pay someone to do it for you, for us it's been the best form of advertising. And so it's really worth it to have someone that knows what they're doing to manage your social media accounts.
Good plug for Freya, and she's doing a good job as well. Hey, and now you're the expert, eh? So when they're putting on a webinar, as they call it, about how to do it, they call you up and say, Amber, come share what you know.
Well, I don't know if I'm an expert at all, but my husband and I, we've just worked it out as we've gone along and seem to have found our niche, and it's worked really well for us. And we our focus is on exceptional hosting and sustainability, and that's, people remember that. So when they come here, they're creating memories and they're having a great time. We offer home-cooked dinners. We've got outdoor bars in our forest.
Awesome. Yeah, it looks beautiful. You've done a great job, Amber.
Super well. It's going really, really well. We're very lucky.
Well, thank you for sharing some of your experience with us today. It's really nice to meet you.
Thank you, DC. Thanks for having me on.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.